This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. By the way, to the atheists, just think, if it wasn't for God, you wouldn't be here. How does that work? You want to confuse an atheist, friends? Just food for thought. Am I being disingenuous? Absolutely not. Am I being sincere? Absolutely I'm being sincere. Ask them to make distinction between right and wrong. Just food for thought. What do they make distinction? What do they reference? They have to reference something. That's how you confuse them. Their conscience bears witness to, friends, that they are created and that they have a creator, just like a building has a builder, just like a painting has a painter, right? Okay, anyways, if you don't want to agree with that, that's okay, but common sense does come into play, then therefore you deny your existence. What does Psalm 14:1 say about that anyways? The fool has said in his heart, "Ah, my goodness, there is no God." Isn't that a terrible way to live? It's called idolatry. It's the oldest sin in the book. Just food for thought. Folks, if you want to check us out online, please do. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Several articles up there, 13 to 15 of them every day, exposing the CIA mainstream media's propaganda, which is being fed to you 24/7. You're being inundated with propaganda through the useful idiots 24/7 in this country, friends, which, by the way, according to constitutional law, is a crime. Just for the record, they haven't been given freedom to lie, friends. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, period. Right? What happens to you if you lie to a police officer? You can get in trouble for perjury, right? Or lie in court? Yeah, that's called perjury. You know what they used to do in the old days? They used to take a big hot iron and they'd put a big P with a circle on it and put it on your hand, their right hand, so they couldn't testify on the behalf of anybody any longer. It would also show other colonies during the time after the revolution that they were not to be trusted in any given case. Did you know that? That's a fact. We should do a show on earmarks again. I love that show. We were out in Williamsburg, and we actually brought that up. It's interesting because we would look at the preachers of the day and the politicians today, and they'd have both their ears missing. Well, Bradley, that's extreme. No, folks, you need to understand. Our forefathers didn't play. They were ruled by canon law, ecclesiastical law, God's moral law, and we still are, by the way. We're ruled by common law, seedbed, Declaration of Independence. That's why, again, you see Moses everywhere. That's why your state preamble start out acknowledging, guess who? God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why politicians put their hands on the Bible and swear to uphold his laws, right? And we all know that, right? This is common sense. It's right in front of our faces. But if you want to check out those outlets, friends, please do sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have 13 to 15. I don't know how many contributors we have anymore, but they are across the boards, and they are people that are in the war, the culture war, fighting the good fight of faith, period. You can also go to the right side of sonsoflibertymedia.com and click on to YouTube. Go to the right side of that once you click on to YouTube and join us on live chat. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Click on, we're on the front page. Click us on to YouTube. Go to the right side, join us on live chat. Had over 1,000 friends online yesterday. Over 1,000. We are growing exponentially. Just picked up by another radio station, KTUI, in Missouri, just the other day. We are growing exponentially. We have 122 outlets across the country. We're also broadcasting live into 53 countries. By the way, if you want to call from without, please do. If you want to call from within and you're driving, you can give us a call, too. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, 1 Timothy 2:5. Right, 1 Corinthians 11:1. Follow me as I follow Christ, Paul said. John 14:6. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And we line that up back to our forefathers, every president, all the way up to Barack Hussein Obama, who acknowledged that we are a Christian nation. Regardless if they acknowledge it or not, we still hold their feet to the law that God has established through common law. Period. Amen. Cool. All right. If you got a problem with that, and give me a call, set me straight in front of everybody. Please do it for everybody's sake. Okay, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to tee this up really quick. Out of his own mouth, I'm going to play some audio for you in just a little bit here. The President of the United States wants to mobilize military rapidly to distribute coronavirus vaccinations. Just this morning, folks. I got a question for you. And the administration, why do you need the military to do that? Why do you need the military, which, by the way, happens to be our grandpas, our dads, our uncles, our brothers, our cousins, our neighbors, and our friends, okay? And just keep in mind, folks, that they cannot rule unlawfully over a people that will not submit to that rule. And let me remind you, you lesser magistrates, you have upheld, you swore to uphold the Constitution as well, and it's your job to stand against tyranny, not to take orders or edicts from them that are unconstitutionally and unlawfully ordering that which they cannot find, nor has been delegated to them. Common sense comes into play. I'm going to keep driving that line. It's important that you understand that. Okay? I'm going to play some audio for you on the other side of this, too, friends. It's going to make you angry. This is what's going on in the United States of America. Coming from them that are to represent we the people. Oh, I'll get to that in a second. The president wants to mobilize military rapidly to distribute coronavirus vaccinations. Why does he need the military to do that, friends? You don't need to force health upon the people. I mean, if the people know that there's something wrong, it's like someone that realizes that they have an ailment. They go to the doctor because they want to be healed of their ailment. What we have been seeing and what we have been witnessing, friends, over the last 6 weeks in this country, not only has all of this been teed up by Anthony Fauci since 2017 and Bill Gates, who wants to depopulate the world. He said it. I didn't. Okay? He said it. I didn't. Since 2017, they've been teeing this up for a long time. And now all of a sudden, Donald Trump says, man, I can't wait. This vaccination is on its way. Boy, it's interesting how little people know of their history. See, because this is what it is. Create the problem and then come in behind the problem that they created and play the problem solvers. What does that equal? The heroes. See, the oldest deceptive tyrannical game known to mankind is the fact that the tyrants were the ones that created the problem in the first place. Hello? Again, friends, you don't need the military to enforce that which the people know that they need. But the only reason that the administration would need to use the military to vaccinate by force is because it's through a totalitarian system which is pushing unconstitutional law on the people. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Okay, so here we go. 1-866-582-9933. Okay? We're going to be talking about, well, what's taking place today in America. President to mobilize military to force vaccinations. Why does he need the military to do that? You don't have to force people that are sick to take the antidote to make them healthy. Why is all of this being played out by force through the narrative that the mainstream media is pushing on the American people through those governors and mayors and this administration? I'm going to get you a little angry here, okay? And I'm not doing it because I want to make you angry. I want you to understand what's going to happen here in this country if you don't begin to stand up and defy the tyranny that's taking place in this country. Let's do this. I watched a video this morning, and it was in New York City. It was a woman walking with her little child. She stopped on the stairs. I'm watching it right now. And as I'm watching it, there's three cops that are surrounding her four cops, and they're literally tracking her down like she's committing a crime. They separate the mother from the little girl. The four police officers, there's five of them, there's four of them that are grabbing a hold of her and throwing her on the ground, separating her from her little child. Okay? And the guy that's filming this is saying, hey, come on, come on. She's not doing anything wrong. She's not resisting arrest. What's the problem here? She doesn't have her mask on, friends. Okay? Now, this is what I want you to remember. I've told you this for years on the show. Either you deal with corruption in your government, or this is what you're going to be submitted to. You know, you've heard that old saying, friends, make yourselves sheep and the wolves will devour. Well, that's exactly what's happening here. See, and the problem is you have too many people out there that are going along with the narrative, and I'm talking about through their inaction. I'm not saying that they're wearing masks, but I am saying that through their inactions, they stand back and watch these police unlawfully detain a woman, separating her from her child, because they are not going along with that tyrant out of New York's dictates and his edicts, which are unlawful. You know, you've also heard that saying, if they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. Why was this woman arrested? What is it that the governor of the state of New York can actually come in and enforce concerning the laws that she has violated? Because we never delegated authority to him to do the things that he's doing to his own citizens in the state of New York. Either you lawfully deal with them, friends. Either you lawfully deal, when, again, you peruse the U.S. Constitution, you can find provision, where you can actually find in the U.S. Constitution, Article 2, Section 4, where you can impeach them. In Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, you can charge them for their crimes against we the people. This is exactly what took place under Adolf Hitler, just for the record. Bradley, show me some proof. Here, I'll give it to you right now. Okay? Adolf Hitler gave his country universal health care. Does that sound familiar, friends? We can talk about that on another show. But this has been coming down the pike in this country for, what, the last 10, 11 years now? But did you know that he forced the sterilization of anyone with a family history of genetic illness or criminal convictions? I mean, this is how reprobate Adolf Hitler was and his followers. He euthanized men, women, and children with chronic mental or physical ailments, deformities, or incurable diseases. He euthanized the German soldiers crippled with combat wounds. He just killed them off. So if you want to know why much of what you're seeing today is being aimed at the older generation, well, maybe this will help you understand. I just want you to understand, friends, that there is an active conspiracy being played out against we the people in this country, and it has been for decades. Okay? Read Jeremiah 11:9. What's the attitude of these said representatives? Oh, my goodness. I brought this up before. Folks, prevention is better than cure. When you watch the Nuremberg trials, it would have been better that the people in Germany would have withstood Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich before they killed off all those innocent people. But they wanted to go ahead and dare the justice of God, and that's exactly what they did. And they got the response, but it was the response that they didn't want. There is a book of Lamentations, friends, outside of Jeremiah. Ignore Jeremiah the prophet, you're going to have a book of Lamentations. And we're seeing the book of Lamentations begin to birth itself and unfold in real time before our eyes today. I want you to listen to this said mayor of Chicago. Her name is Lori Lightfoot. I'm not making fun of her, but she looks like Dead Fish Rahm Emanuel's sister. She looks like a crackhead. I'm not kidding you. Okay? I want you to listen carefully as to how this mayor is speaking to the people that she's supposed to represent. I want you to ask yourself the question, where did she receive delegated authority to enforce unlaw against the people that she is there to serve? Putting government in perspective. Let me clarify this for those that are still uneducated in the ways of the American system. Thomas Jefferson said, when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. When the government fears the people, diabolical if need be, not filial, then so be it. But where the government fears the people, you have liberty. You tell me which end of the spectrum this little tyrant wannabe is on. Listen carefully. This is the mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot.
We will cite you, and if we need to, we will arrest you, and we will take you to jail. Period. There should be nothing unambiguous about that. Don't make us treat you like a criminal. But if you act like a criminal and you violate the law and you refuse to do what is necessary to save lives in this city in the middle of a pandemic, we will take you to jail, period.
Does that sound like a representative in the United States of America? Again, what people need to do is pay attention to the fact that she doesn't have delegated authority from we the people, nor does she have the law on her side to enforce concerning those that are not going along in pretending with this little pandemic that they have created. Folks, they've taken the coronavirus, which is nothing more than a mild version of the flu, and they've blown it into the position of hysteria. They've sensationalized it to the max. And they've acted, and folks, let me remind you, How many people have come forward from the inside telling the American people that the numbers are being doctored, the numbers are being changed constantly? How many times have we been told that the governors are not reporting to the said representatives or Congress, we the people, our voice? They're not representing, they are not sharing with our representatives where they derived this authority that they've created out of thin air to quarantine the American people. But we have seen mayors like Lori Lightfoot here threaten the people that she's supposed to serve. We've even seen them basically offer payments in California, said mayors there, to the citizenry of their prospective citizens to go ahead and snitch on each other. We've seen that in New York. We've seen governors talk to their constituents like they're their kids somehow when they said that, listen, if you don't want to follow orders then and you don't want to behave yourself, then we're going to shut down the beaches like Newsom did. And I didn't even bring up Northam. I didn't even bring up Tim Walz, friends. I didn't even bring up this Jezebel in Michigan. Friends, This isn't a game that's taking place in this country today. This is real stuff. This is, hey, folks, while they have people putting the masks on, they took theirs off. And we can clearly see in this country today, friends, that it's not a virus that they're attacking. It's the American people that they're attacking. Oh, here's another something for you before I get to my main topic here. On the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Trump's plan was just unveiled. Did you know that Big Pharma is to reap massive, massive profits from COVID-19 vaccination? See, they want to mandate that you take a vaccination for a virus that they cannot even prove. That is the definition of tyranny, and that's exactly where we're at today in this country. When you have a mayor talking to the people that she's supposed to represent in such a fashion, it's so long overdue for the American people to respond to those that have forgotten that they work for us and we do not work for them. Hey, friends, again, make yourselves sheep and the wolves will devour. What's encouraging these wolves to devour the very people that they are to serve? You should have a care. You definitely should have a care. When you start watching the police, five men, folks, four of them, in fact, there was five, but four of them taking a woman down, separating her from her child in New York, and say, well, what have I done? You didn't put your mask on. Well, guess what? Listen to me carefully, Mr. President. Listen to me carefully, Mr. Governor. Listen to me carefully, Mr. Mayor. I'm not going to wear one. Period. Period. See, they want as many pretenders to go along with their narrative as they possibly can find. No matter how many times their narrative has been busted into 1,000 pieces, friends, it's been busted into 1,000 pieces. Anybody that dare put in contrast or conflict with the narrative being sent by the mainstream media, the governors, the mayors, and this administration, why is YouTube continuously pulling down the videos from doctors that are exposing these counterfeits that are trying to force vaccinations into your bodies? You have to think. We're going to take a quick break.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is touting efforts to develop a possible coronavirus vaccine. Speaking at the White House, the president says he's looking to get a vaccine, hopefully, by the end of the year.
My administration cut through every piece of red tape to achieve the fastest ever by far launch of a vaccine trial for this new virus, this very vicious virus.
States across the country are continuing to slowly and safely reopen. 48 states are relaxing stay-at-home guidelines, but this protester in Michigan is still not happy with the way Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer is handling her state.
We're not stupid. We know if we have COVID, we stay home. If we don't, though, we have a country and we have the United States of America where businesses do, we're losing them.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Retail sales numbers are out for the month of April. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Analysts had forecast a bad month for retail sales in April, but the results are even worse than they expected. Retail sales fell 16.4% last month, nearly 5 points below the experts' predictions. And it's more than double the previous record drop that was set in the month of March. More than two-thirds of the nation's $21.5 trillion economy comes from consumer spending, and the cratering retail numbers illustrate the depth of the economic disaster brought on by the coronavirus pandemic.
Residents in Nevada awoke to a powerful 6.5 magnitude earthquake that struck in an isolated part of the state. The earthquake's epicenter was about 35 miles outside the town of Tonopah and 70 miles from Area 51, a classified Nevada base long rumored to be home for extraterrestrial life. The earthquake was felt in California and Utah as well. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, YouTube, and over 1,000 viewers yesterday. I totally appreciate that. And that is just a three-month, four-month run now, friends. So we appreciate the growth exponentially, and it's happening pretty quick. But we're going to hopefully upend our signal and our platforms up in the coming weeks here to hopefully start reaching out into the 4,000 and 5,000 per day, just again to initiate the growth in which we have here already just on this grassroots level. And we appreciate the response. We know why people are listening. They're sick and tired of the left-right paradigm, which is unconstitutional. John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, called it the greatest evil under the Constitution to split the parties. There's over 101, by the way, all unconstitutional, which in fact, friends, we're ruled by law, Article 4, Section 4. We're a constitutional republic, just for the record. I want to play this for you. And by the way, you can also go over to beforeitsnews.com, do the same thing over there. Click onto YouTube, join us on live chat if you want to call in. 1-866-582-9933. I want to say this, too, and just throw this into the conversation that we've been having. On the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Tim Brown just posted yesterday, Trump's Justice Department wants more money now to confiscate guns. It's absolutely amazing the stupidity of the people in this country and what they report. You give them the bills, and they say, oh, that's out of character. But he would never do that in a million years. He's already passed over 55 legislative bills through a majority of Republican governors, 26 of them, stripping the American people of their Second Amendment rights while you're being diverted from all this other garbage. Just for the record, he is totally anti-gun. The NRA came out and shared with the people, gun owners of America will no longer support him in his endeavors, and I'm talking about the current administration. And again, friends, I'm just sharing with you the fruit of this administration, okay? What he says and what he does are two different stories. Get that in your head. Read Isaiah 5:20, and you will understand exactly what I'm talking about here. Now, what I want to do is I want you to listen to this. Okay, this is out of Donald Trump's mouth. He said this. Okay, I didn't say this. I want you to listen carefully. This is on Fox News this morning. Check this out.
Should we get to a place where the White House is in corporate America where every time you go to work, you just get your temperature taken, you get a test? Is that where we're going?
You don't want to be doing that. Look, we want to go back to, like, you want to see a baseball game or you want to see a basketball or football. You want to walk into a stadium. I went to the Alabama-LSU game last year. They had 110,000 people in the stadium. I don't want to see 25,000 people where you have empty seats all over the place because of distance.
When do you think we could get back to that, Mr. President? How long is this going to take to get back to normalcy?
Yeah, I think we're going to have a vaccine by the end of the year. We're doing very well with the vaccine. And I will tell you something. I just literally left a meeting. We're mobilizing our military and other forces, but we're mobilizing our military on the basis that we do have a vaccine. You know, it's a massive job to give this vaccine. Our military is now being mobilized. So at the end of the year, we're going to be able to give it to a lot of people very, very rapidly.
Doing something with syringes as well, so that you can have it plentiful. That's right. You have enough vaccine.
We will have a tremendous force, because assuming we get it, then you have to distribute it.
Right.
And unless you're mobilized and ready, you're not going to be able to do it for a long time. So we're starting now. We're of the assumption that by the end of the year, we're going to have a vaccine, and then we have to be able to give it, to use it.
Man, that's just, is that not amazing to you Americans, how quick they are to come up with all these cures to these viruses that they can't prove? Again, folks, keep in mind, coronavirus, a mild version of the flu, blown up to what they've made it up to be. And there's people that are going right along with this, friends. Not a lot from where I'm at. But the fact of the matter is there's those that are pretending, going right along with the narrative, regardless of what they say. Yet, in the face of 94% of the people that don't believe the media and 11% approval rating concerning the Congress, you ask these people who told you that there's a virus, they just sit there and they look at you like a cow looking at a new gate. Now, it's interesting because I posted this morning. Out of his own mouth, the video. The president wants to mobilize military rapidly to distribute coronavirus vaccinations. This is what he said. I laid to the candor of the American people. Why does he need the military to do that? You don't need to force health upon the people if they know they're sick. And what we've seen since day one, friends, concerning this narrative, it's all been done by force. All of it. Anybody that dare question the narrative, you're stripped from major platforms. That should scare you more than anything right then and there, friends. And it shows you how six corporations worldwide are driving the narrative. This isn't just happening in America, friends. This is being used to destabilize, to have more control over the people. Remember the doctor that we played? Pickle, can you pull that one up for me? About the doctors who said it's not about science, it's about control. Remember the two doctors in Bakersfield? Do you remember when they came out and started telling the American people exactly what it was about, and they just their videos went viral instantaneously? And then all of a sudden YouTube came behind them and started stripping all, friends, of the content that exposes the narrative for what it is. Again, friends, keep in mind, much of it's contrived. Keep in mind, friends, it's been debunked over and over again. How many times does Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates need to lie to you before they are called liars? The same thing with this current administration, who has given a platform to special interest groups, namely that of Bill Gates. Listen to these two doctors real carefully.
Yeah, Jessica, the doctors say that they've compiled their own data of coronavirus cases here in Kern County and used their research from the cases here to cross-reference them with numbers across the nation and really across the globe. They say that that data shows that healthy people don't need to shelter in place anymore. And of course, that's going against what a lot of health experts have been telling us so far.
I say, do we need to still shelter in place? Our answer is emphatically no. Do we need businesses to be shut down? Emphatically no. Do we need to test them and get them back to work? Yes, we do.
Doctors Dan Erickson and Artin Masihi, both co-owners of the 5 accelerated urgent care facilities in Kern County, say they have tested 5,213 patients within the county for the coronavirus. That makes up for over half of all testing done here. They say their data and research qualifies their statement.
Is the flu less dangerous than COVID? Let's look at the death rates. No, it's not. They're similar in prevalence and in death rate. So we are saying that our response now that we know the facts, it's time to get back to work.
The White House Coronavirus Task Force expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says otherwise, with national research showing COVID-19 cases to be over 10 times as lethal than the flu. But Fauci's decades of experience as an immunologist and physician holds no weight in the eyes of Erickson and Masihi.
We're actually seeing the patients. Dr. Fauci hasn't seen a patient in 20 years.
White House health officials have reported more than 800,000
COVID-19 cases. He hasn't seen a patient in 20 years, and this is the guy that's driving the narrative
across the nation. But Erickson says that quarantining is a health hazard in and of itself.
We understand microbiology, we understand immunology, and we want strong immune systems. I don't want to hide.
This was the audio that was stripped, expunged by mainstream media.
Reporting the disease, Erickson claims, is being forced onto healthcare professionals.
ER doctors now, my friends that I talk to say, you know, it's interesting. When I'm writing up my death report, I'm being pressured to add COVID. Why is that? Why are we being pressured to add COVID to maybe increase the numbers and make it look a little bit worse than it is? I think so.
According to Erickson, there is something much larger at play here.
This is not about science, and it's not even about COVID. When they use the word safe, the word safe, if you listen to the word safe, that's about controlling you. So when I talk to all my ER doctors who work in a hospital, no stake in the game, same opinion.
Okay, so you heard what he said, friends. It's not about science. It's not about the COVID virus. He said it's about control. And this is exactly why you're seeing such a tyrannical attitude coming from these people that are power hungry, because they want more control over the people. I need to make note of this real quick. Well, you were listening to that audio, and I was watching the video. It just came to my attention. The video that I posted of the police officers in New York apprehending and separating the mother from the child because she didn't have a mask on, it was just pulled by Facebook. You need to ask yourself how this is lawful. It is not lawful. It's a violation. It's a censorship of the First Amendment, of the Bill of Rights, and they continuously do it, and yet the American people stand back and say, well, there's nothing we can do about those big tech companies. Oh, really? Really? 330 million people putting up with this. And this is the baton that they're going to hand to their kids, friends. Oh, there was nothing we could do about it. As they go to the football game, as they go to the basketball game, as they sit and watch TV, that filth. Read Psalm 101, verse 3. James 4:4, come out from among them, be separate, touch not the unclean thing, and then I will receive you. What fellowship does righteousness have with unrighteousness? 2 Corinthians 6:17, go down to the end of the chapter. My goodness, friends. The American people sit here and suffer the abuse only to hand this off to their children. Let me ask you something. Is that what your forefathers left you? Absolutely not. Shame on Americans that sit back and allow this to go on in their country, friends. Facebook needs to be sued. YouTube needs to be sued. Google needs to be sued. Folks, these big tech companies need to be taken to the bank, for a better way of saying it. It's the only thing that you have to resort to in this country is a lawsuit. And the law is on your side when they violate it. Oh, Bradley, they've got special provision. Know what you're talking about before you start throwing your misinformation at me. What, when the electric company doesn't like what you have to say? Is it okay that they unplug your electricity? What about your phone? Is it okay when they unplug your phones because they don't like your stance on certain issues? Think, America, think. I'm going to bring this up when we come back. Out of his own mouth, the president wants to mobilize military rapidly. Yep, let's hurry this up, right? Let's hurry this up. Again, why does he need the military to do that? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi everyone, this is Pete Santilli. As a political prisoner of the Obama administration, I was the longest-held journalist in American history. I received so much support from Bradley Dean, Tim Brown, and the entire Sons of Liberty Radio family. I'm forever grateful to Bradley, Tim, and most importantly, the listeners of Sons of Liberty Radio. Thank you for your unwavering and steadfast support.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do you remember yesterday's show, friends, when we were talking about what Mike Adams is reporting, Natural News? Yesterday's show was about why is the Defense Department purchasing 500 million Apiject syringes, military vaccinations mandated. Donald Trump comes out the very next day and begins to push it. They've already got the people talking about the vaccination. Just think about that. We highlighted some of the things that they have in some of these vaccinations just for the measles. Aluminum, mercury, antibiotics, squalene, aborted human fetal tissue. This is from Mike Adams' website, friends. Okay? Formaldehyde, MSG, live viruses, HCG, an infertility chemical. And then you guys remember what Mike was talking about and what he said that at the end of the day, what this was all about. Not only is it about forced vaccinations, friends, but he called it mass murder. That's what he said. And yet they're acting like, man, it's the coolest thing since sliced bread. You better hurry up and get your vaccination. After all, Donald Trump's got a smile on his face and he's telling you it's good for you, right? Folks, he's a prime example of what 1 Kings 13:33 talks about, the baser sword. It doesn't get lower than where we're at today. And you can also read 2 Thessalonians 2:3 all the way through 12. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was with you, Paul said, I told you these things. He said, for the mystery of lawlessness, iniquity, doth already work. Only he who now letteth it will let. Okay? Until he be taken out of the way. So those that are just going along with this, they're going to be taken away. And then the wicked shall be revealed, whom the Lord shall, listen carefully, devils, the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause shall God send them strong delusion. Even after playing that audio, friends, I had people coming back and saying, oh, this is fake news. I said, no, there's a video there. Oh, no, this is out of character for Donald Trump. It is? Man, the fake news has got one over on you, doesn't it? Because, again, let me remind you, America, that wherever Donald Trump is questioned by any outlet, even using his own words, they're called fake news. They're told to shut up and sit down. That's exactly what's happening to you today, friends, when you question the narrative. Shut up and sit down. That fake news that you've been conditioned to believe is the fake news, in which most part it is, keep in mind they've been given cover for this administration for the last 5 years now. Donald Trump is the one that came up with Operation Warp Speed. And he's proven the point. But before taking a vaccination, you might want to read Leviticus 19:19. We're not to mix blood. And let me remind you, it's better to obey God than man. Acts 5:29. And that's exactly what we mean to do here. Folks, we're in the position that we're in today because of the apathy of the American people. Out of his own mouth, the president wants to mobilize the military. He wants to use our military to force vaccinations upon its own people. Boy, that sounds like Psalm 9:16 and 17, doesn't it? Sounds like Numbers 32:23, doesn't it? Our sin is finding us out. Yep, it sure does. We're going to go down in history as the greatest fools known to mankind unless the American people take back the government. For the new listeners, we are the government. When you read the preamble of the U.S. Constitution, we the people is how it starts off. We the people receive our rights from God, and we delegate power to those that we entrust called representatives. That's how it works here. And those that derive their just powers, they derive them from the consent of we the people that's found in the Declaration of Independence. Create the problem and then come in behind the problem that they created and play the problem solvers. That equals heroes. It's the oldest deceptive tyrannical game known to mankind. Friends, the only thing that's going to open up your eyes is the Word of God. Isaiah 10:27. Okay? I'm not a gossip. We're not sitting here talking about dividing the American people. We're not talking about, look at that politician said about that politician. No. This isn't inquiring minds need to know. We're giving you the Word of God. Read Hebrews 4:12 when you get a moment. And Ephesians 6:12, because we are in a warfare here. Folks, a perfect example of how a government creates a crisis and then plays the problem solvers is the latest episode in the ongoing coronavirus narrative. We now have the American government playing the problem solver by creating a vaccination for a virus that they cannot even prove. Hey, folks, remember last week I did the show? I played the audio for you concerning all these news anchors, these useful idiots that work for these big networks that are controlled by the CIA, which they are in fact. Read online Operation Mockingbird and go watch the video on the expose. It will show you that this has been going on in this country for a long time. But do you remember all those news anchors that were telling all the people whatever the teleprompter was telling them to say to you? But for some reason it never applied to them. We found the same thing to be transpiring amongst those that are telling you to put your mask on and you better stay home and you better be quarantined. But we find that they go from state to state vacationing. And it's interesting how those that are selling you the coronavirus, how come they don't have masks on? But yet they want everybody else to wear a mask. I'm playing stupid right now with those that have not caught on to what's going on here. Okay? Folks, this is the oldest trick under the sun. Oldest trick under the sun. Create the problem. Then come in and play the problem solver. Nothing new here. By the way, this government, the American government, by the way, has continuously kept the people in this country in a perpetual state. Can you come in here, please, and hand me those? A continuous state in a perpetual state of fear. Guess who said that? I want you to listen carefully. In 1957, General Douglas MacArthur said of the United States government, 1957, and just to show you again, friends, this has been going on year after year, decade after decade in this country. He said, our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear. Listen carefully, 1957. Kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of grave national emergency. 1957, friends. Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind it. We've been warned since 1957 in this country. Hey, folks, listen carefully. William Pitt the Younger said, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. It's like someone keeps pushing the replay button, isn't it? That's what's happening here. Happening again, friends. Read 2 Timothy 1:7. That's a word of encouragement. And, of course, there's something much more sinister at play going on here outside of the fact that Bill Gates and his board member, Anthony Fauci, for those that did not know, Bill Gates, remember him, Mr. Depopulation. And don't forget about the movie in 2011 called Contagion, which was to tee up as to exactly verbatim what's being played out today. The CIA has been doing that through movies for years and decades in this country. That's a fact. Folks, Bill Gates and his board member, Anthony Fauci, are pushing to not only depopulate the world, said Bill Gates, but also to make a bundle in this forced deal. So is the president, who's giving them a platform. And this is all coming at you no matter how many times that they have been exposed as well as being debunked concerning their contrived and fabricated narrative. And how many people in government have come out, America, and have told you that this is contrived, it's fake. There's literally hundreds of thousands of doctors in the world today that are coming forward exposing the narrative coming from this world government that they're trying to establish as being a false narrative. It's been debunked over and over and over again. And despite all of the information, accurate information, the Defense Department purchases 500 million ApiJect syringes. This is a government by force. This is foreign to American people. This is foreign to American government. Now we have the President of the United States of America, and we have seen this coming and have warned you for months, giving a platform to the likes of Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci, the special interest groups, who have been, in fact, again, forecasting this since 2015 and 2017. There's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. We were warned in the 1930s. Now, friends, we're in it. We're here today. We want a lawful response, and the only ones that are going to bring that lawful response are the American people. It's not for you to do something about it tomorrow. It's for you to do something about it today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.